Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Vow of Justice by Lynette Eason, narrated by Callie Bollier. Law Enforcement Oath of Honor. On my honor, I will never betray my badge, my integrity, my character, or the public trust. I will always have the courage to hold myself and others accountable for our actions. I will always uphold the Constitution, my community, and the agency I serve. 1. Late April, Vladislav Nevsky's home, Columbia, South Carolina. FBI Special Agent Allison Ratcliffe fingered the key in her apron pocket, debating whether she could break into Vladislav Nevsky's office without getting caught. "Are you there?" she asked, her voice low. She stood inside the vast kitchen pantry with the door shut. With listening devices all over the house, this little bug-free area was the one place she could verbally touch base with her fellow agents without fear of being overheard by enemy ears. Always. Link St. John, her partner, answered immediately through her earpiece. "I think this is my chance."
"You sure?"
"Oh, somewhat."
"That's not good enough."
"We've waited this long. We can wait a little longer." "I don't think so." She rubbed her palms together. "My spidey senses are tingling and telling me time is running out. I think he suspects me." Nevsky's keys had gone missing and mysteriously turned up under his favorite recliner. His eyes told her he was gauging her reaction when he asked her about it.
"Then forget it and get out."
"No way. My whole life has been leading up to this. I'm not leaving without getting in that office. Soon."
"Your whole life," she bit her lip, "in a manner of speaking."
18 months ago, Russian mafia head Vladislav Nevsky, also known as the Pecan, had moved part of his New York-based organization to South Carolina, and the outfit had proceeded to grow like a cancer. The team had all agreed that taking out Nevsky was the only way to start the process of eradicating the worst of the disease. Allie had her own reasons for wanting the man stopped. Personal reasons. They had met to brainstorm a way to infiltrate his home to find the evidence they needed to do that. "He likes to eat," Allie had said, slapping the conference table covered in surveillance photos. Link blinked.
"Huh?
Look at these pictures. What do you see?" She jabbed a finger at the nearest one, then another and another. "Nevsky is eating in just about every picture." "Well, guess what? I like to cook. Not only that, I'm good at it. Very good, thanks to a college roommate studying to be a professional chef. I'm going undercover as Nevsky's personal cook." Supervisory Special Agent Henry Ogden and Link had exchanged glances, shrugs, and finally nods. Only they hadn't known who else she'd seen in one of those pictures. Grigory Rodchenko, the man she wanted almost more than Nevsky. So, here she was, looking for a way to take down Nevsky and settle an old score with Rodchenko. Only time was running out, and Rodchenko was nowhere to be found. It was better to get what she could on Nevsky and get out and live to fight another day. "Right now, there are no guards in the hallways," Allie whispered, "and none in the kitchen." The study accessed from the hallway or from the master suite had been her goal since entering the home. Unfortunately, finding a way in had proved impossible, since Nevsky had almost as many surveillance cameras inside his home as he did outside, and no way to disable them without setting off alarms. The time had come to take her chances, then pray he didn't have any reason to look at the footage before she could slip out of the house once and for all. While her mind grappled with when to act, she swung open the pantry door, then turned back to grab the flour along with a bag of apples, cinnamon, and everything else she needed to make a mouth-watering apple pie, Nevsky's favorite dessert next to baklava. "What are you making today?" Allie swallowed a startled screech and popped out of the pantry to find Nevsky's 17-year-old daughter, Daria, perched on one of the stools at the kitchen island.
You scare 10 years off of me, Allie said, pressing a hand to her beating heart. You're young. You can spare them.
Ha! No one can spare 10 years. Are you looking for another cooking lesson?
Nope. Allie lifted a brow.
Okay.
Usually, Daria showed up about this time after school, and the two spent the afternoon preparing dinner, as long as her father wasn't home. If Nevsky was home, Daria sketched or painted. But today was supposed to be different.
What are you doing here? I thought you had that field trip to the museum downtown, she glanced behind her.
And where's Gerard? Daria's bodyguard was usually 10 paces behind her.
He'll be along soon enough.
I gave him the slip, she rolled her eyes. And I did.
Did what?
Have a field trip? I canceled it, or at least my participation in it.
Because life is short and it's time to live. Take the bull by the horns and chart my own course, the girl said,
or something along those lines.
I'm sorry, what?
The teen was forever speaking in riddles, or saying one thing and meaning another. Usually Allie could follow along, but today she'd been caught off guard by Daria's change of plans. Daria grinned, twin dimples peeking at Allie as she swept her long blonde hair up into a ponytail, then hopped down to turn on the sink. She stuck her hands under the water. I'm going to do the whole thing by myself, she paused mid-lather to frown.
Unless you don't think I can.
I totally think you can. It's just...
What?
Well, it's my job. It's what your dad pays me for, remember?
Allie let out a little laugh.
She grabbed a few ice cubes from the freezer, dropped them in the blender, and flipped it on. She leaned in close to Daria's ear.
You and I both know he wouldn't approve, and if he finds out, which he will if he looks at the security footage he has going 24/7, then he'd probably fire me. And I don't really care about the approval and finding out part, not the firing part.
Daria's eyes darkened for a fraction of a second. She lowered her voice just enough that Allie could hear her above the blender.
He does plenty of things I don't approve of.
Oh? Allie said, keeping her own voice casual and soft while she pulled measuring spoons from the drawer to her right.
Like what? She whispered.
She cut the blender off and dumped the ice into a glass.
Daria shrugged.
Doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
She gave a small, curiously unreadable smile. Let's just say... She motioned to the blender again, and Allie refilled it with ice and turned it on. He's not as smart as he thinks he is.
How so?
Daria pursed her lips and her eyes flashed.
He thinks everyone and everything can be bought, she said,
her voice so low Allie had to move even closer to hear her.
More than that, he thinks I'm stupid and therefore I'm invisible to him. If I was a boy, I'd be his favorite person, like my brother.
Allie blinked.
You don't have a brother.
Actually, I do. He's older and he doesn't live here. I never see him. I think I've been in the same room with him maybe 4 times that I can remember. She doodled on a napkin in front of her. Truthfully, I'm not even sure he knows I exist, which is fine, since he's just as evil as my father.
A brother.
There'd been nothing about Nevsky having a son in their copious amounts of research.
But I'm just a girl, Daria said. A stupid, worthless, invisible girl.
On the napkin, a unicorn emerged beneath her skilled strokes.
I hope you realize you're none of those.
Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to. Thanks to you, she said, her voice soft. She cleared her throat.
But I did something he'll notice, something he definitely won't approve of. A giggle slipped from her.
Daria?
Allie wanted to shake her. What'd you do?
It's funny how such a smart man can be so very foolish. At Allie's blank stare, she sighed.
You know what they say about the foolish man who builds his house upon the sand?
No. What do they say?
When the rains come down and the floodwaters rise,
The house built on the sand will meet its demise.
You're talking in riddles again.
Her smile flipped. It's the only way I can talk around here so I don't get into trouble, she whispered.
Allie avoided glancing at the camera in the far corner of the room.
What are you really trying to tell me here?
The teen laughed and waved a hand in dismissal.
Nothing. I want to make a pie. You've got the roast in the slow cooker. I can handle the other veggies, just like you've taught me.
I've got this. So you can take the afternoon off. And that's no riddle.
But, Allie turned the blender off. She'd already left it on long enough for Nevsky to be suspicious, should he decide to watch or listen in on the footage.
Seriously, Daria.
No. No buts allowed. Literally.
So remove yours from the premises and go read a book or something.
But first, pass me the apron, and then I don't want to see you until 6.
Allie's adrenaline flowed a bit faster.
You're sure?
I really don't want to get you in trouble, she said, handing over the apron after slipping the key from the pocket.
100%. The girl's face softened.
You've taught me so much.
I love to cook. And since Papa's not going to be here for dinner, this is the perfect time for me to put my new skills to the test.
She bit her lip and then gave Allie a quick hug, then looked at the blender.
Then maybe I can surprise him one day with something he loves, and he'll be glad I took the time to learn. She sighed.
Then again, probably not.
Daria, the girl waved a hand.
Forget it. It's not important.
But it obviously was.
All right, then. Holler if you need me.
Will do.
Allie slipped from the kitchen and hurried down the hallway toward the study, located past the circular stairwell and the massive living room. The house spanned 12,000 square feet, and at first it had taken her a good 2 days to find enough time to sneak away from her duties in the kitchen and learn her way around. The only thing she liked about the place was Daria's artwork subtly displayed in various rooms. The teen was hands down talented when it came to creating unique pieces using any medium she chose, although she did seem to favor using everyday items from chapstick tubes to measuring spoons in her creations. After spending a little over 4 weeks undercover and sleeping in the guest room on the second floor across from Daria, Allie now knew the place as well as her own 1,200-square-foot apartment.
Allie? You there?
Link's voice came through the earpiece.
I'm here, she said softly, low enough that any mics wouldn't pick up her words.
Did you get all of that?
Most of it.
There were some spotty places because you were whispering, but I got the gist of it.
I'd give my right arm to know what Daria doesn't approve of.
Same here. I'd also like to know who this brother is that she's talking about.
Ask her.
I will when I get the chance.
You've gained her trust.
I know. A flash of guilt hit her. From the beginning, she'd played on Daria's desire for a mother figure and had Daria's adoration within days. At least, she thought she did. Unless the girl was playing her as well as she played everyone else in her life.
Allie slid the key into the lock and gave a quick sigh of relief when it turned. She slipped inside the office and shut the door behind her.
I'm in.
Without wasting any time admiring the luxurious decor, since she knew the money used to outfit it had been gained via the deaths of good people, she strode to the desk to find the laptop right where she'd last seen it. Next to it were two new EpiPens. The man was terrified of bees, even though he had no allergy that they were aware of.
Is Annabelle ready to do her thing?
She is.
And if she hears you calling her Annabelle, she'll probably shoot you.
Allie inserted the flash drive that would allow Annie, their IT genius at Quantico, to take over the laptop as long as she could crack the password. Once she was in, she'd copy as much of the hard drive as she could, depending on how much was on the laptop. Even with Annie's high-dollar technology, Allie wasn't sure she'd be able to get it all before she had to pull the device. While the machine worked, Allie opened the top drawer and found a stack of file folders.
Annie's in, Link said. That was almost too easy. He keeps this place locked up 24/7, and he's got guards all over the place outside. As far as he's concerned, no one's getting in. As long as you can get out. Allie set the folders on the desk and opened the first one. It looked like legitimate business information, but she took pictures of it anyway and sent those while she went to the next folder. More pictures. Not what she was looking for, but no one ever knew what would come in handy. Hurry up, Allie. You're taking too long. I'm fine. According to Daria, Nevsky's not due back for a while. Finally, at the last folder, she opened it and gasped. What is it? Link asked. Are you okay?
Yes, but you're not.
What do you mean?
They're watching you. Quickly, she worked her phone's camera and sending pictures to Nevsky.
Me? Why would they be watching me?
I don't know. She paused and bit her lip. Unless my cover is blown and they're trying to figure out who I'm communicating with.
The next picture sent her reeling.
He's got a picture of us together. The date stamp is from a week ago. It's when we met with Henry at the hotel in Irmo.
You need to get out of there.
Allie's stomach twisted. He's got pictures of your family, too, she whispered.
What?
You and Brady and Chloe playing basketball in your parents' drive. The dates on the pictures are from last Sunday afternoon. Terrifying, but still not what she was searching for. And another picture of her and Link sitting on his parents' back porch swing. Stomach in knots, she shoved everything back where she found it and went to the next drawer. Locked. He probably thinks we're a couple, Link, and he most likely knows who I am. Or at least that she was there under false pretenses. So why was she still alive?
Something was off. Allie?
She slid the specialized knife from her front pocket and opened the tool that would give her access to the lock. Within seconds, it was popped and she pulled the drawer open. More files. She opened one on top. Oh my, she whispered.
Allie? Henry's voice came through her earpiece this time. Put everything back now and leave.
He's got a whole list of military equipment for sale, Allie said. Where would he be getting that stuff?
She snapped pictures, then shoved everything back where she found it. She stood there for a moment while she sent the pictures to Henry. Get out of there now, Link said. Walk out of the house and head to the van.
Working on it, the door to the office opened.
Allie jerked her head up.
Uh-oh.
2. Uh-oh.
Sitting in the command van a short distance from the estate, Link felt his heart take a nosedive.
Allie, there's no uh-oh in undercover work. He paused. Allie?
Daria,
Allie said.
What's she doing?
Henry leaned in with a frown. Link shook his head.
What are you doing? The teen asked.
I was just looking for what?
Good question, my daughter.
Link froze at the second voice. Henry snapped his head around to lock eyes with Link.
That's Nevsky.
I know.
He's not supposed to be there.
I know that, too. He must have slipped in the back somehow.
What, may I ask?
Came the deeply accented voice through their earpieces. Do you think you will find to cook in here?
Henry went to work, ordering a team into place in case they had to go in and get Allie.
Hello, sir, Allie said. The door was open, and I thought...
You thought?
Well, that I might find some cash in your desk.
Silence.
You admit you were going to steal from me?
Link flinched at the outrage in the man's voice. If he hadn't been so worried about Nevsky's unpredictable nature, he would have rolled his eyes at the irony.
Steal? Allie squealed. What? No way. No, no, no. I wanted to make a surprise dish for you tonight, but I used all the grocery money you gave me for this week because you have that big party coming up, so I thought I might find some in your desk.
I was going to leave you a note. I'd never steal from you. I promise.
I told her you kept some cash in your desk, Papa, Daria said.
I see. How did you get in?
The door was cracked, she said, like it wasn't shut well when someone left. I was truly surprised to find it open, because it never is, and, well, I guess I just decided to check your desk as a spur-of-the-moment thing. A pause. I'm sorry. I know how this looks. I'll go pack my things. The utter dejection in her voice shot Link's admiration level rocketing upward. No, Daria cried. Papa, she wasn't going to steal. She wouldn't do that. She's only here because of me. Please, don't send her away. Henry raised a brow at Link. Allie's talent is wasted with the FBI. She should be on stage somewhere. Silence. Then, fine. You will stay, Nevsky said. His accent just got a lot stronger, Link murmured. He also had his mic on mute. What does that mean? He's undecided, Henry said. He's not quite sure what to do. He slammed a fist into his open palm. This isn't the way this was supposed to go down. I know, Henry, I know. Just hold tight. I don't understand, Allie stammered. You think I was going to steal from you, but you want me to stay?
I'm not sure, but Daria says you were not.
Since when has he put any stock into what Daria thought? Link muttered. A pause.
What were you going to cook for me?
Nevsky asked. Daria said you loved a well-done baklava, Allie said, but that no one ever gets the crust flaky enough for you. I can do that, and wanted to do so as a surprise, but I didn't have any money. She paused. I'm terribly sorry. Link heard the tears in her voice.
Then do it, Nevsky said. Order what you need and have it delivered. I'll have James pay for it.
Of course. Link leaned back and rubbed a hand down his face. No way he's letting her off. I'm not buying it.
Me neither. We've got to get her out of there.
Allie followed Daria back into the kitchen, slipping the flash drive into her pocket. She'd barely had time to pull the device and slap the laptop shut before Nevsky appeared in the doorway, but Daria had seen her do it. The girl went to the counter, opened the slow cooker, and stirred. Thank you, Allie said softly, keeping her voice low enough so that it wouldn't trigger the voice-activated recorder on the cameras. Why'd you lie for me? For a moment, she wondered if Daria would answer her. Finally, the teen turned and the look in her eyes chilled Allie. Because, Daria said, her voice barely there as well, if he believed you were stealing from him, he would have killed you right there. All traces of the happy, childish teen were gone, and goosebumps pebbled Allie's skin. I wasn't stealing from him, exactly. Unless one counted taking information as stealing. Then you were looking for something. Allie paused. For some reason, her instincts were telling her not to lie, and yet that's what she should do. I'll have to explain later. Nevsky knew who she was. It was time for her to find a way out. With a frown, Daria checked the food in the oven, and Allie pulled the kitchen laptop in front of her, praying Daria wouldn't push for more. She scrambled for something normal to say. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I couldn't help noticing. Why does your dad have so many EpiPens? The teen laughed, a sincere chuckle that sent Allie's brows up to her hairline. Why is that such a funny question? I think bees are the only thing he's actually scared of. When he was 10, his older brother, my uncle, who was 14 at the time, thought he'd be smart and knocked down a hornet's nest. He was stung several times and died. Oh, how awful.
Agreed. My mom told me the story before she died. But now my dad thinks every bee is out to get him and refuses to be without at least 2 EpiPens within reaching distance, just in case one doesn't work, you know. All of his bodyguards are required to carry them. There are 2 things my father is OCD about, his EpiPens and his privacy. She rolled her eyes, as only a 17-year-old can do. It made sense. Allie turned back to the laptop, except
Nevsky hadn't had a password on the laptop in his office.
What are you doing now?
Daria asked, her voice at normal volume.
Ordering the supplies for the baklava.
Daria's jaw sagged.
You mean you're not leaving?
Not at the moment. Not until I make sure you're okay with everything that just went down. But Nevsky would know she knew that he knew. Maybe. Regardless, the clock was ticking and she had to leave. The girl rushed over to hug her, and just like that, the teenager was back. Daria glanced toward the hallway, then at the kitchen door that led to the 10-car garage.
Come with me, she whispered close to Allie's ear.
Where?
To the pool house. I want to show you something. Then you're going to have to leave.
Daria started to lead Allie from the kitchen when one of Nevsky's bodyguards stepped into the room.
No one leaves the house for now.
Why?
Allie asked.
Okay, definitely time to get out.
The groceries will be here shortly, remember?
I think we'll hear the bell, Daria said. It rings in the pool house, too, remember?
Her sarcasm didn't faze him.
Nevertheless, she doesn't leave the main house.
Daria crossed her arms and stuck out her chin.
It's just the pool house, James.
James Killian, bodyguard to Nevsky and suspected assassin when Nevsky needed someone dead.
Like her?
No, your dad's orders. Sorry.
He sounded anything but.
Daria placed her hands on her hips.
Where's Gerard?
On business for your father. A chill swept over Allie. It had probably only been Daria's presence that kept Nevsky or Killian from killing her on the spot. That, and it would have messed up his nice oriental rug. He was biding his time. When she and Daria went their separate ways, things would get ugly.
Fine, Daria rolled her eyes. We'll go up to my room.
James' hooded eyes glittered ice. Daria gripped Allie's fingers and pulled her from the kitchen.
Daria.
Daria's grip tightened and she held a finger to her lips. Allie went silent. When Daria led her into the bedroom on the second floor, Allie shut the door behind her. Not a typical teen's room, her walls held maps and navigational paraphernalia she'd collected while traveling with her school or her mother before the woman had died. A picture of Daria with her crossbow standing over a deer sat on her dresser. The cabin in the background reminded Allie of one she and her family had stayed at one summer. Another frame held a photo of her and Gerard, and then the artwork. The girl was seriously talented.
Daria, what are you...
Allie tried again. Daria shook her head and grabbed her laptop from the desk, then crooked her finger to Allie, motioning her to follow. She went to her window and shoved it open. She climbed out, and Allie followed her onto the small balcony.
Now we can talk, Daria said after shutting the window.
What's going on?
I know things.
Like what?
Like how to get around the cameras and listening devices all over this house.
Along with the fact that my father is a murderer and someone needs to stop him.
I think you're trying to do that.
Allie stilled. Could Nevsky have put his daughter up to this to smoke Allie out? But he hadn't been alone with her since the office incident.
Still, I don't think you should say those kinds of things about him.
Why not?
It's true. Aren't you an undercover fed?
Allie gaped. Link's strangled gasp echoed through her earpiece.
A huff of impatience escaped Daria.
You feds. You're smart, but you're not invincible. She nodded to Allie's ear.
Your friend, partner, he's listening in, watching your back, right?
Another nod from Allie. She wouldn't admit anything out loud.
And you're investigating my father, looking for something to use against him, right?
Wow. I'm young, but I'm not stupid.
No, you're definitely not stupid.
The blender in the kitchen convinced me. My father's a murderer, and I can prove it.
Daria.
Allie drew in a deep breath. It was time to take a chance and pray it didn't get her and Daria killed.
How?
I know the code to access the security footage. I have him on camera committing murder, and I've got still shots of every person who ever walked into this house. Easy for you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?